Hey y'all, so welcome back. Okay, I am back. Okay, and just know I am back and I'm better. Okay, I'm just playing. But yeah, y'all, so I'm back with an episode today. But before I get into it, I just want to say hello. I hope all is well. Please make sure you keep your head up, stand strong. I know a lot has been going on, but I just hope that you all are doing well. Make sure that you subscribe, you share, and you comment, okay? I would like to know your feedback on this episode, okay? So let's get into it. So today's episode is going to be about, the topic is, who cares about what society thinks, okay? That is the topic, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and jump into it because I really like when, you know, I really like to just jump right into it. Besides all of that talking. So, right. So, I really want to talk about this because I've talked to so many people, especially men, okay? But even women as well, okay? It goes for both parties. And everybody's just like, well, society these days think that, you know, men should have multiple women or think that women should be more, you know, makeup, you know, it's just a lot of things. And so what I always tend to ask people, and I think people should go in the mirror and ask themselves, besides society, besides the internet, besides these dating apps, besides all of these extra things, because it's all distractions, okay? Just for an example, like DoorDash, like I like DoorDash and things like that, but then I'm like, man, I really need to just cook, okay? Even if you don't know how to cook, like, do things that you like to do, okay? Because 9 times out of 10, you can cook it 10 times better, all right? But anyway, I always tell people, like, go look in the mirror at yourself. Not even that, or just really have a moment to yourself and just think about what is it that you want? What is it that you like? What gives you this excitement? What makes you feel good? What makes you feel, you know, be happy besides whatever society is saying, okay? For an example, for me, I had a conversation with someone or multiple people, you know, just about relationships, you know, even guys, like men too. And everybody's like, well, society thinks that you should, everybody just, you know, cheats or everybody lies or everybody's not being honest, everybody's not telling the truth. And this is what I've learned. I learned, you know, y'all remember that quote that said, treat people how you want to be treated? When I tell you that quote goes a long way, because you're not putting your trust in no one else. You're not putting your happiness in no one else. And that's what we tend to do. We tend to put our happiness in other people. We tend to put our heart in other people's hands. We tend to do all of these things. But when you go back to self-love and self-care, which I believe everybody should have self... See, I only can speak for people who are single, like myself. You have to learn how to love yourself, okay? Well, you might have been in a relationship or a friendship or whatever, family, you know, drama, trauma, whatever. And you, all you got to understand is this. Everybody is a lesson that needs to be learned, okay? Something that you need to learn within yourself. So if you see things go on, you're starting to analyze that, you know what? This doesn't sit well with me. I don't like that. And you start thinking of, what can I do better? You know, for me, I've been in situations where I didn't have a car, where I didn't have my own place, I wasn't even in a position to pay bills. I didn't even know what bills was. So I seen other people when it came to them paying their bills or when it came to their car. So I was in a position to sit back and I say, you know what? I'm seeing how so-and-so is doing that. But when I get mine, I'm going to do this different. So if you've been hurt, everybody got their heart broken over and over and over, okay? Everybody's going to get their heart broken over. But you got to understand, you say thank you. So I'm going to say thank you because people are there to teach something about you. It doesn't have anything to do with them. They are just there to mirror something you might need to work on. Have you ever looked at it in that perspective? Like, wow, you know, nothing happens by accident. People come in your life to teach you something about yourself. Okay, to bring up some things you might not want to see, but that's what happens, you know. And So yeah, you just have to take accountability. Now, with the relationship right now, you know, everybody's like, oh, everybody's cheating, everybody. It's like, for me, no matter how many heartbreaks that I've experienced, I believe and I know that I am made. And this is where you have to know. People say all the time, a lot of men, oh, well, I knew one day, but my mind changed. And I'm just like, No, honey. I think you let society think for you. And I think a lot of people are letting society think for them instead of them having their own thoughts and their own feelings and how they would want their life to be, you know? And so, like I said, again, no matter how many heartbreaks that I've experienced, I know and I can feel that I am made for someone, and someone is made particularly for me. Okay? And that's just bottom line. And I'm thinking these men or whoever I encounter with, they show me things that I need to work on within me. Like, thank you for the heartbreak. It better me. Now I can come a little different. Okay? So, and there's an imbalance. Some people say, oh, you know, there's no such thing as balance. I'm just like, yes, it is, because let me tell you something. For me, I can't eat too. If it's too spicy, I'm not going to eat it. Now, if it got a little spice and it got a little sweet and it got a little balance, oh, I can eat it then because it's not overpowering. And that is the same thing when it comes to a man and a woman. If a man is overpowering in his masculine energy and a woman is pretty much in her masculine energy, it's overpowering. It's no balance. And that is the problem now. The women need to be more soft, feminine in their energy. And the men need to be in their masculine and learn how to be soft in their softness too as well when it comes to a woman. See, we're not understanding the balance that life needs. Okay? And we're not understanding how a woman and how a man are different, but how we're made to be with one another. See? So like, who cares? Like, oh, I think men gonna always cheat. And then you got men think, oh, these women gonna cheat. And I'm just like, you know what? I could care less about whatever you're going through or whatever you went through or whatever you said. Like, don't get me wrong, we carry on things from hurt. You know, we hold on to hurt. And so we have to realize that it was just something there to help us better our wounds. We have to go understand, like, something came under the surface for ourselves. You don't have to hate anyone. You just tell them thank you, because it's for you to be better. It's for you to be better, okay? And so I just feel like whatever you are lacking in, you can go on YouTube. You can go get help. There's no excuses. You're not by yourself, okay? You're not by yourself. So what is that quote that said? If you seek, you shall find. And I guarantee you, if you are seeking for something and something is in the front of your mind and something is in your heart and that's lined up, I guarantee you, you're going to find it. So everybody's like, oh, I'm not looking for a relationship. I don't care if I'm alone, but I mean, I would like one, but I don't care if I'm alone. You know, that's not what I asked. See, people starting to say that. And this is what you got to understand. For me, I'm loving on me. I'm loving myself. I'm doing self-care, but I know that I would love to be with someone. I'm not saying, oh, well, it is what it is. And if I'm by myself, that's fine. I'm enjoying being by myself. But I'm not saying, oh, well, if it happened, it happened. If it don't, oh, well. No, I'm not saying it, because, again, I'm going back to the no. I know that I'm going to be with someone. I know that. But right now, I'm just loving on me. But I am going to be prepared. Nobody's going to ever be ready. You just prepare for what you want by the things that you do every day, by the things that you read, by the things that you look at. Okay? By the things that you eat, by the things that you see. You prepare yourself for the things that you want to see in your life. And everybody's so caught up in social media and, oh, the internet, oh, they got these apps. It's just so much stuff That's instant gratification. All gotta have it now. Nobody's getting to know each other no more. See, that's why you gotta go back to when it was elementary. You have to, everybody has a kid in them, period. We all have a kid in them, things that excite us, things that we ain't thinking of doubting about. Kids don't doubt about anything. They say, hey, we're gonna go to the park. Woohoo! They not thinking if it's bugs and flies out there. They just know that they're excited. They want to go play, and that's all they want to do. So you got to go back to the kid in you again. The kid in you is excitement. I want this. I want to do it. And I'm not thinking of any doubts of why it can't happen. I'm not thinking of any doubts of why it's not working. I'm not thinking of any doubts. So you got to remove doubt. See, doubt is fear. And so a lot of people are moving in things with fear. And that's ego-based. You know, that's ego-based. Oh, it can't work. Like, people think about all the reasons of why something can't work. And Sadie's saying, I like this. I'm enjoying this. And I want to continue. I don't see why is that so hard. For people now, and again, I think the social media thing is just, you know, when people wake up, they get right on their phone. You know, instead of just taking out the time, their eyes are open. I'm breathing. I'm thankful. Let me take this time out. That Instagram is going to be there. You're definitely not missing anything. The information is there. Everything that you need is within you, y'all. Is within you. So I had to really talk about this topic because it was getting on my nerves, but it was really just like, I gotta talk about it. What is so hard? Because again, it's all about people who've been hurt. We've been hurt by someone. Someone lost our trust. I thought I could trust this person, but now I can't. Da da da. Let me tell you something. What's broken can be fixed. There's always a solution. Everybody's going through something. And that's what you got to look at. People are battling things that you have nothing about. And that's another thing. Nobody wants to know their darkest secrets. But it doesn't really matter. But it's like, okay, when you get to know someone, that's the thing. We're not getting to know one another no more. We just hopping in business partners and hopping in with friendship. Hardly don't even know the girl. Hardly even know the guy. You just, there it is. No. What happened to, that's why I said go back to elementary. Go back to school. Like, even though school didn't teach us a lot of things about life and trauma and drama, whatever, but it taught us the basics of learning someone, getting to know someone. Liking them for who they were, not for what they got. We ran, we chased each other, we played tag, we smiled, we laughed. Like, what? Like, that's what you gotta go back. You literally have to go back to that. Like, that's why in relationships and marriages now, it's like, oh, we have to go back to that flame that brought us together from day one. They always take it back. Let's do what we did at the beginning. That always bring that flame back in a relationship, marriage. Like, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. You gotta remind the person. Everybody wanna be reminded. Like, it's still here. It ain't go nowhere. Yeah, it's gonna be tough, but you know, it's like, I'd rather, like, for me, and this is what I'm saying, I'm okay with being alone. Oh, I can make, everybody's just like, oh, I'm all right with being by myself. Man, but let me tell you something. I will, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be in a relationship or marriage that's not going anywhere. You know, I'm not, especially someone is continuing. See, this is why you got to catch it right then and there. And this is why self-love and self, like, you got to know your self-worth. Like, you got to work on things. You got to get stronger at the things you lacked in. Like, not believing that you was worth it. You know, you got to go in, even for men too. This goes for both parties because a lot of men are insecure because, you know, just everybody's just insecure. Like, there's no reason to be insecure when you have that self-love and you know what you bring to the table. And I'm not talking about, I'm not talking, when you getting to know somebody, I'm not talking about you knowing what they got money-wise, because we all know that money means, like, you got to have money to live, you know what I'm talking about? Like, not live, but you got to have money to experience life, you know, in some cases, you know, but majority of the time, it's like, who you experience it with. Like, you got your family, you got your mate, your soulmate. Like, come on, man. Don't nobody want to be by themselves, period. And I don't care how many people done said, oh, I'm fine with being by myself. Man, that ish get tired. I'm tired. But again, who cares about what society thinks? It is about your true being. Like, when you look at the things that you like, when you look at the foods you like, when you look at certain things that you change from and start growing into something new, you start to learn who you are. You start to know, like, dang, like, this type of music, these type of movies that I'm interested in tells me something about me. I've always been into love movies, y'all. I'll be over there crying and everything. Like, oh my God, I just love it. I adore love. Like, love is such a powerful energy. Like, love is so powerful because when you're tapped into love, things are just so, just unconditional love too, y'all. Like, unconditional love is like, man, we're human. Like, everybody gonna make mistakes, everybody gonna fall short, everybody gonna, you know, but love is like, love is the root of, like, it's just so powerful, man. Like, if we had more love on the earth, do you know where we would be? But we know that, you know, again, it's balanced. We got some haters and we got the ones who in love, okay, but that's why you gotta find that balance within yourself. Like, you gotta have balance, period. Like, I can't move. Like, you gotta, if you was in a relationship or if you were just by yourself, you know, single, you have to learn the balance between work and your personal life. Like, you got to, because if you just work, you're gonna be like, man, I'm missing out. Exactly. You gotta know the balance between work and between your personal life. Being a mother, having a child, you gotta have the balance between your child. And how do you have that balance when it comes to having a child? You got to have that balance where you have a schedule with your child. They wake up, you feed them breakfast, you read them a book, you know, they got nap time. You got to have that balance between yourself and your child. So I don't want to, like, when they be, oh, ain't no such thing as no balance. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, baby, if we didn't, and that's where a man and a woman comes in with each other to balance one another out. I think I'm gonna go ahead and do another episode about just like why a man and a woman belong together and why do we need one another, basically. Why is it so important for us to work with one another, you know? Balance. And again, who cares what society is saying? What do you like? What do you want? Figure that out. Figure out what do you like? What do you want? And that's it. Don't figure out what you don't like. Focus on what you do like, what you do want. That's it. Maybe if you need to write it down on a paper, write it down and tape it on your forehead when you look in the mirror. I'm just being funny, y'all. But yeah. Who cares about what society thinks? Like, even though it's so much going on, this is why you have to be grounded in you. You have to stay grounded in yourself, what you like. If something's too much, you know when to back away. If something's too much, if someone's giving you too much, you know, ill vibes, you got to know when to back up. You got to know when something is just too much. It's not for you. So that's what I'm saying. Why are you so worried about society? No, well, society is, we already know that society is trying to tear us apart. So if you know that, wouldn't you think to be different? Wouldn't you think to be different and be better and show a difference of, nah, I don't care what society thinks. I'm going to do what I want to do, which is bring out more love. Hug, smile, laugh, and talk about things that you might have went through. Talk about it. You are your best therapy. I said therapy. Therapist, y'all. You are your best therapist. When you look at yourself and you talk to yourself and you know what you need to better at. If you know, man, I done gained some weight. I gotta lose some weight. Know your body. Listen to it. It tell you, like my body telling me right now, don't eat nothing. My body, my stomach is like giving me this little cringe of don't eat nothing. Drink you some water. And I'm listening to it. Like, you right. I'm not finna just be eating. Oh, it's 12 o'clock. I need to eat. I haven't ate anything. Girl, boy, look, I got to listen to my body. I'm not hungry. I know my body would never tell me when it was. Like, I really woke up this morning because I was hungry. But I was like, sometimes your body play with you. I ain't going to lie to you. My body like, oh, I'm hungry. But it was like, yeah, I need some water. Pretty much. Okay? Listen to your body. Listen to yourself. Yeah, people gonna come in and try to throw all kinds of stuff at you and try to put it in your brain and try to get you to believe, you know, certain things. And you're just like, nah, I don't really believe that. That ain't what I stand on. I stand on true love. Like, what is your morals, your standards, your principles that you live on, that you live by? Period. Treat people how you want to be treated. Because they'll never be able to tell you that you did what they did, ever. Because that never was you. That never was you. You showed them who they was. I mean, who you were. So only thing they can backlash on is them. Not even recognizing that they have to look at themselves like something wrong with me. Because even though I did this jacked up and messed up or did her wrong, you stayed true to you. You ain't got to get on nobody level, baby. They got to always catch up to your level. And that's what I stick on. You're going to have to come up to me. Because I'm not lowering me for you. Because this is who I am. This is what I stand on. And nobody's going to take that away from me. Nobody. I don't give a damn how long it, excuse my language. But I don't care how long or whatever. I know what I believe, and I know what I stand on, and I know what my heart is telling me. My heart says, look, those things that you're wanting is going to come. What is it that your heart desires? What opens you up? What opens me up is just seeing, you know, I love to see men and women together, and I just love to see love, and I just love to see people that's just happy and they're not afraid and they show love. And let me tell you something right now, you need to tap in, because love is what's going to conquer, period. All of that foolishness and all of that hating, baby, you won't be here long. All of that fake stuff that you just putting on the mask. That's tired, and that ain't gonna last. So, you know, you it's time for you to take off the mask, look in the mirror, you know, and say, well, you know, it is what it is. Better yourself. Become better. Things happen to us. You know, you get to a point where you don't know who you are. Like, everybody gets to that point. Like, you don't know who you were because you were so busy, you know, treating people this certain way. And then their energy got over you. And you started doing things that you know, man. You done had a wake-up call. Like, this ain't even who I am. Like, I'm just doing stuff just because I'm hurt. You know, you hurt. So when you're in a dark place, you tend to do things that's really not of you. But you're just in a dark place because you don't know how to get out of it. But I'm telling you, you're going to have that wake-up call. And the wake-up call is now. The wake-up call is now, that you don't need no society to tell you what you know you came here to do, what your soul knows. It will always find it, no matter what dark place you've been in, no matter what light, you know, the light's going to come. You're going to see the light. and the things that feed your soul. Like me eating these fruits and vegetables, man, even when I was growing up, I never liked shrimp. Never. I remember tasting, I was like, and this is not to offend anybody who eats shrimp, y'all, but I'm talking about me because I have a point to prove, okay? I have a point to prove. I grew up, I never liked shrimp. I remember tasting shrimp. I was like, ugh, yuck. I never liked it, right? Never liked it. Then I remember when I ate burgers. Burgers were always my favorite food, and like spaghetti was my favorite food. But when I ate the burger, it wasn't plain Jane, y'all. It wasn't plain Jane. I had the little lettuce, little onion, little tomato, right? Right? Okay. Just keep listening because I got somewhere to go. And then, you know, I like spaghetti or whatever. Okay. What else I like? I like this and tacos. Okay, so anyway. So, growing up, when I eventually stopped eating meat, I knew, like, wow, like, I always liked, you know, water. I always liked to eat the salad and tomatoes. And, you know, now I'm really, I didn't wean myself off meat. You know, now if I want me a burger, I can replace it as a black bean burger. Are y'all catching what I'm saying? What I'm saying is your soul always know where it's going, what it needs. It's going to take levels to find you. Even though you're with yourself all the time, but I'm saying there are certain things you like that identifies you. That's in your identity. That's in your soul. Me, I liked it. I never liked shrimp. So even though I was eating meat, I wasn't eating every day meat you name on the market. I only liked to eat the burger. I would replace the beef with the turkey. Never really ate fish. I never really liked seafood like that. I started eating seafood when I got out here, which was only salmon. That's the only fish I like in red snapper and cod. Didn't really eat cod like that. It was salmon pretty much all the time. Then I was eating tilapia. Stopped eating tilapia. So what I'm saying is your soul knows what it needs. Even though you might be at a point where you don't know, you know, because society is getting you confused. And no, you know, but no, you don't really need that. Okay? Your body already knows. Your soul already knows. So it wasn't really hard for me to go vegan because it was really already things that I really didn't like as even though I ate meat. Like I only ate chicken. I only really ate chicken. I had beef, but I stopped eating beef. And when I tell y'all, I never liked bacon. Everybody just love bacon. I only liked bacon when I ate my tacos, y'all. That's the only time I ate a taco. We was an egg, cheese, potato, bacon taco. That was it. I didn't really like bacon like that. So what I'm saying is, the thing that you probably just dealing with and that you know you really just don't care for, it's going to wing off. It's going to wing off you. It's going to wing off of you, okay? You probably have to deal with it because that's what your mama will give you, or daddy, or granny, or whoever was feeding you or whatever. But when you start to grow up and you start realizing, like, I don't even really like this. Like, when breakfast came, I didn't even like bacon. Like that. Yeah, I'm for real. So anyways, the whole point I'm making is your soul, you're going to know who you are. It's going to take some time because it's going to be some hurtful things that you're going to have to go through. You're going to have to break some things. You know, you're going to have to realize, like, okay, I have a purpose. I'm here to do this. I'm here to do that. You know, you get into the, you know, you get the little wool over your eyes. You just caught up in everything else and you're trying to have fun and you're just trying to, you know. This is for a certain amount of people because everybody was called, but everybody's not chosen, okay? But I believe everybody was called and you have a purpose. Everybody has a purpose. But you have to, you figure that out by the things that you remove and the things that you start liking. Like, I love to talk. I know that, I think, like, these past 2 months, I've done my clients' hair and we're talking about real stuff, you know, real life stuff. And I feel like the advice that I give and the things that I say, I think they're tipping me because they're tipping me so much more. And I really think it's because of the conversation. Like we need each other. We need each other, period. People be walking around here like, I don't need that. Girl, yes you do. Boy, yes you do. Like, you just hurt. And so I just know that it's just hurt. It's just pain. It's just something that they're fighting through. And it's okay. And it's like, okay, you know, leave people alone. Like, I've learned that to give people space. And I like my space. I really do. Sometimes I don't want to talk. Sometimes I'm tuned into my thoughts. Sometimes I just, you know, and I'm learning to give out that space. And I think everybody needs space to, you know, take out time for themselves and to get grounded. And 'cause there's so much going on. And so all you got to do is stay grounded, stay true. And when you go out, treat people how you want to be treated. Okay? You don't have to tell. Nobody got to tell you. If that's what you want to do, if you want to give today, you feeling great, you feeling good or whatever, you blessed, and you went to the grocery store, you can do that by yourself. You can just pay for somebody's groceries. Or you can give somebody some money and say, hey, I just wanted to pay for your half of your groceries. Something that you don't need anybody to tell you that. You don't need society to tell you that. Give in the way that you know how to give. Give back. And it don't have to be by money. It can be a good advice. A hug. Encouraging words. So simple. Okay? Because I told myself, I said, look, I ain't with this social media thing, period. Like, I ain't with the dating apps. I'm strictly on natural. I want it to be natural. I want it to flow naturally. I don't want it to be forced. It shouldn't be. Nothing should be forced. You ain't got to chase nothing. What's for you is for you. And I'm learning that because I feel like as human beings, we get that anxiety and we get that anxiousness and we get that I want it now and I need to speak up now. And some things don't have to be spoken up right away. Just talk to yourself. Let it out for you, you know, as long as you let it out. And then, you know, when the time is right, it happens. But it's like we're so anxious and we're so, oh, but I need to, let me tell you something. Society thinks that everything has to be so fast. Oh, we got one life to live and we got a short life. Let me tell you something. Don't, ain't nobody finna speak none over my life, period. But me. Y'all don't know how many people then told me, girl, you're gonna live a long time. I know it. I'm gonna be here for a while, baby. I'm gonna be here for a while. But anyways, y'all. So yes, again, who cares about what society thinks? Y'all already talked today. Okay. A girl that went 30 minutes long. Okay, that's a long time for me. I really had to say what I had to say on my chest. But I just wanted to connect with y'all because, you know, who cares about what society thinks? You know, for me, on my social media, I follow people that inspire me. I'm not following no ratchet. I'm not following none of that hood stuff. I don't care about you twerking your butt at the club. I don't care about you being in the strip club. I don't care. What is it doing for me? It's not doing anything. So unfollow whoever ain't inspiring you. I need my mind. I need things that's going to connect with me. I follow things that connect with me. I'm not looking at things that don't connect with me. You know? So, I hope y'all enjoyed this message today. I hope someone got some great advice. I hope this inspired you today. I hope this helped you today. Do what you know you should do. What you feel. Set your boundaries, because that's all it is. Let these people work for you. Let them respect, make them respect you. It doesn't matter if they didn't disrespect you over and over before because you didn't know your worth. You didn't know who you was. It's okay that you had people take advantage of you. That's okay. They taught you how to learn how to love yourself and have boundaries for yourself. You can always start fresh. You can always start fresh. Remember that. You can always start fresh when it comes to you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It's about where you are, what you've learned, and what you're going to do now. Just like, it's just like me, oh, so-and-so helped me pay my rent 2-3 years ago. And where they at now? Are they still around? Did you pay them back? Yeah, you paid them back. It doesn't matter if you didn't pay them back or not. And that's it. Hold on, let me talk about that real fast. That little paying you back thing. Let me tell you something. When I give, I'm going to give it. I'm not looking for you to give it back to me. I'm not. And even if the person said it, oh, I'm going to give it back to you. I'm not putting no expiration on it. Hell, when you give it back to me, hell, you give it back to me, baby. I ain't worried about it because I'm going to be blessed regardless. Because I gave from my heart. That's just like you going to go give a homeless person something and you be like, you were looking for your blessing already. That ain't how it work. It don't work like that. Oh, I'm finna go get to this homeless person because I know my blessing's going to come. Baby, it'll come. Some people be giving just to be getting something. That ain't how it work. You give from your heart. From your heart you give. And when you give from your heart, you'll be blessed 10 times more. People trying to do, oh, I know if I give, I'm going to get something. That ain't how it go. Especially if it wasn't from the heart, baby. They always say, do it from your heart. It's your heart. It ain't got nothing to do with your mind. Your mind and your heart definitely is not connected. Your brain is somewhere else and your heart feeling this. And that's why we get confused. Because we like, oh, my mind said. And again, we can think all kinds of crazy fear stuff. But your heart can feel something. Your heart don't lie. Your heart don't lie about nothing. But anyways, that's why us people who have great hearts, we have to have boundaries because we can give a little too much. And you got to know when somebody is worth giving to. Okay? Make these people here work for you. Earn you. Baby, because this here is purity. Purity. It's alkaline. Them a lot of people don't even want to pay that much for no alkaline water. So let me tell you something. Treat yourself like you alkaline, baby. Eat right. Drink the good stuff. Add you some lemon up in that water. Baby, get you some green juice. Get you some fruits. Baby, you got to feel great. And you got to put great stuff into your body. Okay? All right, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and leave that there. Again, I hope this inspired you. I hope this helped you today. And I just want to thank you for listening, tuning in. Make sure that you subscribe, you like, you share, comment as well. I want to know your feedback. Y'all, I'm about to go ahead and hop on YouTube. I'm about to get my YouTube channel started and getting it ready to go. Because I'm actually going to do the podcast on there as well. And just really like broadcast things that I like to do. And just spread that love. Spread that love, y'all. That's all it's about. Spread that love. That's it, y'all. And make sure you have your boundaries up too. Because we have time. Like, you got to let people know. You got to teach people how to treat you, period. And by doing that, you teach yourself how you want to be treated. You teach yourself how you want to be treated, okay? Period. Okay? So again, love y'all. Thank y'all for listening, and see you or hear you on the next episode. Bye-bye.